This event got less attention than the Olympic Games, but today we can report that there are 8 new champions of the World Cyber Games. Over the last 5 days, hundreds of people from 60 countries competed in the International Computer Gaming Competition at San Francisco's Civic Auditorium. Cash prizes totaled $400,000. Tara Seiler reports.
The event is dubbed the Olympics of the Gaming World, and it wouldn't be an Olympics without a somewhat scaled-down opening ceremony, replete with cultural dance ensembles, a music video, and some pyrotechnics. The grand finale of this ceremony saw a procession of the players holding their country's flags.
Ecuador!
A burst of applause followed the mention of South Korea, the birthplace and host of the Cyber Games for the last 3 years. Now the sponsors are taking this event on the road and having cities bid for the honor, not to mention the business that comes with hosting these virtual games. Hank Jung, the CEO of International Cyber Marketing, which organizes the event, says San Francisco was a natural first choice for the Cyber Games.
San Francisco is a gateway to the Asia-Pacific rims. Also, it's a hub of the IT technology in the world.
Jung says San Francisco is a melting pot of diverse cultures, just like the cyber world and this event. And it is an international group. Still, contestants have their gender and age in common. The gaming world is predominantly males in their 20s, and that's who makes up this competition.
Yeah, my name is Brando Stilacci. I've been playing Counter-Strike, which is the game I'm here for about 5 years.
Stilacci is 19 years old and represents the Italian team. He has traveled to Brazil and France to compete in Counter-Strike, a game that pits terrorists against counter-terrorists. Like the other 700 competitors, his trip is totally paid for by the sponsors. That in itself is a good prize, he says. Stilacci does not expect to win any of the big prize money.
I guess we're here to have fun and do as much as we can, but maybe top 16 or something like that.
So you think you're going to be killed off early?
Yeah, exactly.
700 computers were aglow at San Francisco's Civic Auditorium. 5 huge video screens displayed the action, and anyone could tune in their FM radios to hear a play-by-play commentary. In addition to Counter-Strike, there's cyber soccer.
It's in it in Zidane. It's 5! It's 5-4 to the French, and they've come down from 4-0 to go 5-4 up, and this is phenomenal.
That was a beautiful. And there's games like Halo, StarCraft, and Unreal Tournament.
In this game, we basically move around, and everybody's shooting each other. The guy in front of me right here is really good, and I just died.
This game is clearly not Matt Conwell's specialty. In fact, Conwell, a jovial 27-year-old, is not an official competitor. But he is an avid gamer and a fan who's traveled all the way from Portland, Oregon with his own souped-up computer. He's come to play in a room set aside for fans who want to watch the event, but also want to game with each other.
When I kill somebody in the game, I like to hear them scream across the side of the room. You don't get that kind of play online. It's always fun hearing somebody scream across the room because you killed them. It's an ego bragging rights thing.
The sponsors of this event are hoping to create more Matt Conwells so that gaming will take off as a spectator sport in the U.S. as it has in South Korea. To that end, the corporate sponsors, including Samsung Electronics, are investing huge sums of money into this event to woo and wow the future gamers of the world. For NPR News, I'm Tara Seiler.